Now let's go down to the passage, case on the colon.
Lesson 12, goodbye and good luck. Okay, now read the passage for me, please.
Our neighbor Captain Charles Allison will sail from Portsmouth tomorrow. We'll meet him at the harbor early in the morning. He will be in his small boat topsail. Topsail is a famous little boat. It has sailed across the Atlantic many times. Captain Allison will set out at 8 o'clock. So, we'll have plenty of time. We'll see his boat and then we'll say goodbye to him. He will be away for 2 months. We are very proud of him. He will take part in an important race across the Atlantic.
Okay, the first sentence is, Our neighbor Captain Charles Allison will sail from Portsmouth tomorrow. 其中 Captain Charles Allison 作为同类是 our neighbor 同类语 our neighbor 我们邻居那么哪个邻居呢 Captain Charles Allison 叫做查尔斯埃利森的船长明天就要起航出发 OK 那这里面 Captain Charles Allison 作为同位语补充解释 our neighbor 的名字 OK 那么这里面 Captain Charles Allison 表示一个称谓注意表称谓的时候中文中叫做查理斯埃利森船长那么英文中是 Captain Charles Allison 他的位置正好颠倒的也就是说当表称谓的时候头衔职位是放最前面的比如说 Captain Charles Allison再比如说 Johnson 教授应该是 Professor Johnson 那么王老师 Teacher Wang OK 也就是表称谓的词应该放前面的 OK 我们来回顾一下 Captain Charles Allison Professor Johnson Teacher Wang OK Our neighbor Captain Charles Allison will sail from Portsmouth tomorrow 字面 sail from 表示将从哪儿起航出发 sail 作为动词表示航行的意思 We'll meet him at the harbor early in the morningWe'll meet him. OK, 这个 meet somebody 表示碰到的意思。那么相反的，我们再去送某人走，叫 see somebody off. See somebody off 表示送某人离开。For example, I'll see you home. I'll see you home 翻译成我送你回家。I'll see you home. 我送你回家。See somebody off 送某人走。那么 meet somebody 表示第一含义碰到某人与某人碰面的意思。For example.我们今天晚上能碰面吗？我们今晚能见面吗 ？Can we meet tonight? Can we meet tonight? 再比如说 ，He will meet somebody. He will meet somebody. 他会碰到心上人的。这样来翻译他 ，He will meet somebody. 他会碰到心上人的。那 She will meet her Mr. Right. 我们前面学过了 ，Mr. Right 表示白马王子。那 She will meet her Mr. Right. 他会碰到自己的白马王子的。OK. 那么再比如说，让我们2008年相会在北京。We'll meet in Beijing in 2008. We'll meet in Beijing in 2008. OK, 这个 meet somebody 第一含义表示碰到某人与谁碰面的含义。那么 meet somebody 与 see somebody of 恰恰相反，还可以表示去接某人的含义。For example, I'll go to the airport to meet my husband. I'll go to the airport to meet my husband. 我要去飞机场接我的丈夫。OK, 那 meet somebody 表示去接某人，相反的送某人是 see somebody of。关于 meet 的另外一个短语是 meet up with somebody or something 表示偶然遇到的含义 meet up with somebody or something 表示偶然遇到 OK 我们来看一个例句是 I met up with an old classmate in the holiday crowd 那么这里面 in the holiday crowd 表示在节日的人群中间 I met up with an old classmate 我偶然遇到一个老同学 I met up with an old classmate in the holiday crowd在节日人群中我偶然遇到一个老同学 OK classmate 表示同班同学的意思好 meet up with 偶然遇到那么 meet with 第一含义表示体验遭遇的含义 I met with a traffic accident 我今天遇到一次车祸 I met with a traffic accident meet with 还可以表示与谁会面的意思 For example The president is to meet with the press this afternoon The president is to meet with the press this afternoon. 我们注意一下 the press. Press 要大写表示媒体新闻记者的意思。OK, 那 president 表示总统。OK, 总统今天下午将要会见记者。OK, 那 is to meet with. Meet with 表示与谁会面的意思。OK, 好以上关于 meet 一些短语我们来看一下。Meet somebody 表示碰到的意思。与之相反的 see somebody off 表示送某人的意思。I'll see you home. 那么 meet somebody 表示碰到某人与谁碰面 Can we meet tonight? He
he will meet somebody. She will meet her Mr. Right. We'll meet in Beijing in 2008.
那么 meet somebody 还可表示去接某人。
I'll go to the airport to meet my husband. Meet up with somebody. Meet up with somebody
表示偶然遇到的意思。
I met up with an old classmate in the holiday crowd.
Meet with 第一含义表示体验遭遇到。
I met with a traffic accident.
Meet with 还可表示与谁会面的意思。
The president is to meet with the press this afternoon.
Okay, that's meet.